Ready to Die a Violent Death by Heiko Julian. You know how dogs aren't really smiling, they're just panting? And they don't really kiss you, they just lick your face because they like salt? A lot of things are like that. I am like that. People like dogs because they usually look happy. You could do this too. Dogs aren't always happy and neither are you. There are a lot of things I really, really want, so I am smiling. I am smiling like I don't want to die alone. We are smiling at each other like we don't want to die alone. This is probably the right thing to do. CHAPTER 1. My Zen so fresh, don't never catch me not being real, no no. Our ideal Western courtship begins. See me inventing new yoga moves in the McDonald's play place. Ask me out to dinner at a different McDonald's. Save the date for our fast food wedding. Preacher wears the drive-through headset. Ring bearer rolls up to the second window and delivers the ring. Bride and groom's families in the main dining area. Kids in the ball pit. CHAPTER 2. I want straight up bliss. Want you to pour warm water down the back of my shirt while I'm at work and I'll pretend to get mad and then we go home. Push me off a cliff, and here's the twist. The inside of the canyon is full of the stuff dreams are made of. Talking every Nirvana CD down here. Human beings will be back in the forest sooner than we think, ripping bark off of trees and crushing skulls on rocks. It's a comforting thought. Stick with me and I'll show you everything I know about how to make cool JPEGs on the computer and also true love. I will take care of you even though I don't believe in that sort of thing. The Native Americans used to use every part of the buffalo including the pink slime. Just wander out into a cornfield and eat some corn. This is America. This is God's country. CHAPTER 3. Pitching a TV pilot where I teach kids how to live cool lives by learning to enjoy common things like putting their shoes on slowly and drinking water in real time. Like to think I could pull off a certain post-9/11 Mr. Rogers vibe. Fancy myself an otaku Captain Kangaroo. Steampunk Mr. Wizard, and all I want from you is actual friendship. But I'm still real life Bart Simpson. Yeah, I'm throwing cats into a basketball hoop by their tails. Haha. Pizza for breakfast. Turtle power. I'm never die. CHAPTER 4. Here is an interesting scenario. You are trapped on an elevator with a guy who did the voice of the cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Nick Bakay, and he wants to talk about race. Just stay cool. We just stay cool together. And we are dancing. Like we know people. Out there. Want to take our money. And kill us. And we still think they are beautiful. CHAPTER 5. Hot tip, everything in life can be quantified positively or negatively. Your friend says hello to you, plus 5 points. Your mom thinks you are mad at her, minus 10 points. You watch an episode of Frasier on Netflix with your brother and identify with the main characters because they are also brothers, plus 10 points. You don't have a very close relationship with your adult siblings, minus 15 points. You know your dad doesn't like your music very much, 15 points. He pretends that it is alright but just not for him, plus 5 points. Sometimes I feel like everything I'm doing and saying is a rude parody of the truth and my reward for this witty satire is being sad. CHAPTER 6. When your computer dies, you're supposed to eat it. CHAPTER 7. I am afraid of men but I am a smart boy so I intellectualize my fear in the form of cool shaming and tight blaming. If I'm being honest, I would like to be the number one dude. I admire strong guys. I like to watch them play sports. I relate to the idea of a buff bro. I like a dude so top heavy I can topple him with a good push. I like to push dudes into pools in the summertime. But I guess what I most want is to be in actual love with a woman who actually loves me back until we die painless, unexpected death simultaneously, but someone told me this was already done in a bad movie. Regardless, I should probably try to be less of a fucker and more of a lover if this is what I really want out of life. It's hard when you're designed to fuck and kill and tear raw flesh to shreds with your sharp pointy teeth. 2/5 fucker, 3/5 lover is the optimal formula for a good man, I think, but I'm addicted to being an idiot and it's a problem. But I like you. I want to go to the mall with you just to walk around. And I love you now. I love you like a rabbit loves the fear. CHAPTER 8. Imagine if on warm summer nights in the suburbs, the neighborhood dads all hung out on the corners and roughhoused and didn't want to go home. Incidentally, I can trace the root cause of my disillusionment with the human condition to finding out that all hair is dead. Quick role-playing exercise, a tall man wants to be nice to you. What do you do? You are a beautiful female dog. Less incidentally, it is Monday and I am wearing a teal t-shirt. I am hiding in a potted plant at the food court. What if you did something really sexy and the only one who saw was your dog? Would you have to get married? Probably not, but it's fun to think about. You can see a lot of rare vids of young dudes hanging out at home and doing funny voices if you search Just Chillin' on YouTube. Go ahead and try this and maybe then you will learn how to love without needing to receive anything in return. CHAPTER 9. Wow, dude. I think you have the most pretentious dad. He just said in vino veritas has in a British accent and took a big swig of Gatorade. One time I went to see X-Men First Class and did deep breathing exercises the entire movie. When it was over, was like, wow, that was a good movie. CHAPTER 10. Tailgate at my funeral. Just make a straight-up mockery of my sweet and gentle legacy with grilled meats and vulgar cursing. I want to be a hard-working man. I want to make bad decisions in a forest while my creature friends take notes. Push me off the Empire State Building into your open arms. Wrap me in swaddling cloth and drop me from a helicopter into the ocean. Toss a jalapeno popper into my gaping body. Need some spice in my life. A timeless boyfriend will love you forever. A timeless boyfriend lacks spice and has poor timing. In bed, haha. CHAPTER 11. Imagine an orgy large enough to render all world governments obsolete. Now make your dreams a reality. You have a Facebook, probably. Don't say it isn't possible. I cannot believe that people still watch television, so I am going to pretend that they don't. This is how it starts, denying reality. This is how people go insane. If you just dive in, maybe you can maybe just love it a lot. A quick confession, my dad invented the genre of radio commercial where a kid wins a spelling bee by spelling quality with letters that make up the name of a business and I'm sad about it. But in spite of hardship, I've had my fair share of innocent thoughts in my life. Here's one right now, being warm can be fun sometimes but other times not so much. Ultimately the most important part of your life is being old because that's the last part. I believe this, but I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to it or not. CHAPTER 12. Culture began and ended when the butch kid from Home Improvement had that bowl-cut ponytail hairstyle for a while. It began when he got the haircut and ended when he cut it. Imagine if you had grown up on TV. Things would have been different for you. Think Fast Hot Shot. You are on TV and the cameraman is a bug, and think even faster, so are you. It is the year 2020 and the government, one world, has made love illegal. Now what do you do? Stay cool. I can imagine in a certain sense it would be really exciting and interesting to be attacked by a shark in open water, but this is only because I've seen too much television. So now you maybe are starting to get a sense of how serious all of this actually is. CHAPTER 13. Would you wear a t-shirt that read, I am watching TV and I feel like shit? How about, I stared into the void and all I got was this lousy ennui? How about, I checked my privilege, now I'm dead? How about, the meek shall inherit the girth? You are staring at me with your arms folded and I am starting to think you are not the kind of person who would even wear a t-shirt, and now I don't even know who you are anymore. CHAPTER 14. Need enthusiastic college freshman who cares to shame me for living in the house. Via email or text. Will pay you in the coolest kind of sakes. I don't deserve to be shamed, I just enjoy it. I am very well behaved. Eat 3 bowls of oatmeal per day because I just like the texture. I am just getting by. I am a very technological boy. Programmed my mom's boyfriend's mobile phone to send me date updates with regularity. They're at Red Lobster? Okay. I am very mad about a television show and am spending hours trying to find the combination to my stepdad's gun lock. 6664206699116664620 pyramid symbol 69 pyramid symbol 69 pyramid symbol pyramid symbol 69696 pyramid symbol pyramid symbol. Nothing is working. Now I am an older boy and I am getting a half-sleet tat of my own mouth saying do patriotism, not irony, because I think it is stupid and so am I. Now I am an even older man and I am getting to that age where my favorite thing to do is just spend time. I don't want to spend all my time with you, but I need to. I need someone to be accountable to or I will spend all day on the internet telling other people their opinions are wrong. I need you to French me into the fucking dirt. Need you to actually care about me and I need you to know that I just get tired sometimes. Need to think that you are a better person than I am and never say it. Need you here with me, on our literal death mattress, lying perfectly still in the middle of every single consecutive and increasingly sober night. That's all I need, because I know no one ever really says what they really mean and I know that there exists a world beneath this one where all the things that get left unsaid become all the things you really want. It's my mom's basement, but I can't go back. It's just you and me, girl. Let's wilt into the Sleep Number and feed off the energy of commercials. Let's get really into shows. Let's get better at eating food. Let's just go through it all together and never stop going through it. I love you like a rabbit loves the fear. Said this before, but it bears repeating. I love you like a rabbit loves the fear. I love you like a rabbit loves the fear. I love you. PTER 15. Since chapter 3, I have gained 700 pounds. There is no going back. CHAPTER 16. Wrapping was accidentally invented in 19th century Russia when a baker coincidentally rhymed a bunch of orders during peak business hours. I'm in the very bottom of the trash can and people keep gently tossing banana peels onto my face and body. As far as I know, this is legal. I think people are prone to suicide because we can experience so much joy. It's a risk-reward thing and it's treacherous as shit but be profitable. I like to think of my life as a business and I am the CEO. Haha. I think I am making a lot of money all the time. sometimes think I deserve to be treated like shit by a beautiful woman. I'm jogging 4-5 times a week now, getting fit for this crucial life experience. Incidentally, there actually are full-sized alligators in the sewers of New York City, and I know because I had sex with one of them. CHAPTER 17. Load me into the barrel of a gun and fire my ass into international waters. I want to do things only fish would tolerate or even understand. And sometimes I am engulfed with passion. In the heat of the moment, I got confused and excited and ruined my own life. I kissed a dog on the mouth where its lips could be. Destroy me. Love me. Warp my image in Photoshop with filter presets. Push me off the brink of sanity. Edit my sister fan fiction without my permission. CHAPTER 18. This chapter is called, I Went to College. If a burglar broke into your house and said, "Where is all your NMA? I'm going to steal it," you'd have to tell him, according to Kant. Lol, no dude. A pun, Jane, air, bud. Hehe. Nietzsche wouldn't approve of Looney Tunes. Ubermensch shaming. Get it, Wally. That's all I got. CHAPTER 19. If a meteor can take the dinosaurs away, it can bring them back. CHAPTER 20. And I have always known that nothing really matters, and all of a sudden I love it so much. Because I have stared into the void and it has given me strength. I know there is nothing, and it makes me strong. I know I am nothing, and this is a major load off my mind. I know I am everything, and this is what I really want. Excerpt from a Facebook chat conversation. Heiko Julian. I realized I know the truth. More than I was allowing myself to engage with. I know that this is it. And that I am going to die. But I also know that I do things that I love. And that I know society is bullshit. And that this will all be over. And there will be no, me, to remember any of it. And the only reason to do anything is for love. So that's what I am going to do. I need to be me. I've always known who I am and was afraid to be that person. But I'm that person now. And I'm never going to stop. Ricky Lake. You are gaining that energy we talked about. You are drawing energy from the void. Heiko Julian. 9 exclamation points.